Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
The House of Representatives is about to continue the spectacle of trying to elect a new speaker. It's the fourth day. Kevin McCarthy, a Republican, still loses vote after vote after vote. So the question you may ask yourself is, how could a Democrat speaker possibly prevail in a House full of Republicans?
Someone knows.
Well, we have a guy here who did that himself. It's time now to join former Mayor Willie Brown and our insider Phil Mateer to talk about this.
So, Willie Brown, how's it done?
Well, where do we go from here? Where do they go from here if they want to get this done?
Well, there is obviously a stalemate, and it's because of the quality of the people who are on the floor. That's the only issue. If you had quality people on the floor interested in solving the problems in America, no matter which political party they're in, they would figure out how to get a leader.
You know, it is interesting because we're talking about, you know, the Republicans versus Republicans. And you yourself told the Examiner, for example, that Hakeem Jeffries could possibly swing a deal and get some Republicans on to vote for him and make him speaker, right? If he could talk.
If you're there, Phil, and you're talented, as Hakeem is, in fact, talented, yes, he is in a position to exploit this for himself.
Okay, but given the nature of today's politics, you can't really cut a deal, because if you cut a deal, people say you sold out, right? So the Republicans would be killing themselves if they voted for a Democrat, right?
Well, you got to start with ignore what the public thinks. You can always correct that if you win.
Okay, but let's flip it, because we got Democrats who appear to be relishing this stalemate, right?
Oh,
they're
eating the popcorn.
You know, they're not.
Well, that they ought to stop. That, you know, eating popcorn, you don't even do that in the movies anymore. So it seems to me that they are really old fashioned. They should be about appearing to be negotiating with individual members of the Republican caucus.
One of the parallels here to 95, when you retained speakership, and I was there to watch it, along with this, is the Republican, it wasn't just taking over the chamber, it was in your face, Willie Brown. Here in Congress, it's in your face, Nancy Pelosi. So there's a double, triple embarrassment when you can't pull off electing a speaker after you've gone to that trouble.
Well, in 95... you know, I had been working on that for a long time. That was not like an instant thought-up process. I had been in pursuit of votes, and I had at least pocketed 5, 6, or 7 people who no one else knew about except me. And on any given day, I could get one of them to walk the bridge.
He had the goods on 7 of them.
He did, but it started. It started with the disappearance of the clerk of the assembly, and you couldn't do any business because he wasn't there.
Well, I sent him away. He was married to a Republican woman who was interfering with the process, and literally, we had to do some with him. And what do? You take him to a hospital. He clearly needed help.
Okay, so barring somebody going to the hospital, somebody
legal?
In this, an adult needs to come up. And my question to you, Mayor Brown, is if the Democrats wanted to, I mean, because you can't have the House of Representatives held hostage by 20 people who are loonies, okay?
You
can't.
You're blaming the 20 people. Mr. McCarthy has 201 or 2 people supporting his candidacy. Hakeem Jeffries has 212. You can't just blame the 20.
No, but I can ask you this. If the Democrats were interested in moving forward, they would accept the fact that, okay, they lost the elections, or they are in the minority in the House. They could not show up at the next vote. That would change the balance and allow McCarthy to win the election outright, right?
That would be highly irresponsible. That's why you are a newscaster, not a politician.
Well, when is this Groundhog Day going to come to an end?
That says nothing about ground all day. You're talking about the opportunity to be third in line for the presidency. You're not talking about games and things of that nature. This is serious, serious business.
But it's taken too long.
No, it is not taking too long. It goes as long as necessary.
Would you have accepted a deal as Speaker where one member of the Assembly could call for your head if they didn't like something you did?
That was the nature at all times in my house. My house had, you could stand up and say, I move to vacate the chair. I answer that question for a period of about 90 days, every day, in the halls of the legislature when they were trying to get rid of the late Leo McCarthy. And a guy named Richard Robinson would do that, and we'd stand up and debate it, and I knew I was going to beat him.
Either that or send him to the hospital.
Well, but that's because he disobeyed.
Okay. Gosh, you wish you had an hour to talk about this. Thank you, Phil, and thank you, Mr. Brown. Okay.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.